He could see the cruiser and the hangar now. The outline of the opening was picked out in hazard lighting. But he also saw a ball of energy heading directly at the freighter, coming straight from the cruiser's aft cannon position. "Brace!" he yelled. "Ahsoka, brace!" The cannon round hit the cockpit, and Anakin felt the shockwave travel up through the steering yoke to his hands and smack into his elbow and shoulder joints. The freighter shook violently.
"Are they targeting the vultures?" Ahsoka asked.
"No, they're firing at us." The cruiser still had its deflector shields up. Anakin opened the comm again. "Jedi cruiser, this is General Skywalker. This is a Republic friendly. Repeat, freighter Twilight. This is a Republic friendly. Hold fire, hold fire." The comm popped in response.
"Freighter Twilight, you're showing a CIS military transponder code. Your call."
Stang. Of course. The spy droid and his detachment would have made sure their own forces didn't fire on them. 4A7 had had the last laugh then.
"Jedi cruiser, this is Skywalker. We're crawling with vultures and we need to drop off a very sick Hutlet. Open the hangar, please."
After a second's pause, Admiral Yularen's voice came over the comm.
"Skywalker, we're going to drop the deflectors, but we need to lose those vultures. Divert to the aft hangar, I repeat, aft hangar. And check your transponder next time you commandeer an enemy vessel. We've had a few suicide runs before, and we shoot first."
"Yes, Admiral." "Wow, consider me put in my place." An admiral was lord of all he surveyed in his own fleet, and Anakin was just another pilot who should have known better.
"Stand by for a possible crash landing."
Anakin jerked the Twilight violently to port, leaving the pursuing vultures wrong-footed for a vital moment, and looped under the cruiser. Ahsoka gasped, Rata shrieked, and the freighter came about facing the cruiser's stern. The hangar doors were open, the aperture rushed up on Anakin like a gaping mouth about to consume him. The vultures were still pursuing, hammering the hull with laser cannon. How the crate was holding together, Anakin would never know. But it was, and that was all that mattered. 10 seconds. The vultures were still with them. He couldn't do a deck landing with them clinging to him. The cruiser knew that and opened up with precision lasers. One vulture shattered and cartwheeled away, showering red-hot debris on the cockpit viewport. The next shot hit a vulture with unerring accuracy too, but it was suddenly a ball of flame tumbling ahead of the freighter's nose. It streaked into the hangar. And all Anakin could see was a ball of fire and smoke where Sanctuary should have been.
"Pull up! Pull up!
Abort! Abort! Abort!"
Anakin did it without thinking. He jerked back on the yoke and sent the freighter climbing vertically. He didn't have time to worry about the cruiser or the hangar crew, but the ship had its hands full with damage and casualties now, so they couldn't worry about him either. There was no going around for another approach. And he was still trailing an unwelcome escort of vultures. Just as Captain Rex had been, he and Ahsoka were now on their own. The irony wasn't lost on him.
Teth Monastery.
Kenobi ran. Ventress chased him through the passages and up flights of ancient stone stairs, slowed by whatever she'd injured. Vertebrae, ribs. Even if the adrenaline and endorphins flooding her bloodstream had completely numbed any pain for the time being. She didn't have time to stop and check her comm for an update on Skywalker and his escape attempt. He'd either beaten the fighter picket and docked, or he was charcoal by now, along with his ship and the hut. Dooku would rage in his quiet, patrician way, but sometimes the only choice was between a bad result and a worse one. She could still find a way to pin a dead Hutlet on the Jedi. At the top of the stairs was a window that ran the full height of the wall, and Kenobi was standing there as if he was waiting for her to catch up. The ornately patterned colored transparasteel of the window itself had been blown out by shelling. He was silhouetted against the afternoon sun. It was a gesture of contempt. It said that he could take her any time he liked, and it made her angrier than ever.
"Just a game for you, isn't it?"
she thought.
"No family, no lover, no country. Nothing to weep for. A sport."
"What are you waiting for?" he said, and jumped,